Next letter, Dr. Eduardo Brown, guy patient Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, last name Long, L-O-N-G. Date of birth is 4/3/1964. Dear Dr. Brown, had the pleasure of your patient Tracy Long in the office on 1/22/2013. As you recall, this is a 48-year-old Caucasian female anesthesia, myself in the office on 10/26/2012. Provided with chest pain described as a pressure tightness with occasional sharp pain. Localized medicinal period. No other associated symptoms, period. In view of symptoms and risk factors, patient subsequently underwent a stress echocardiogram on 11/9/2012. Noted to be negative for inducible ischemia, patient workload of 8.5 mets. Period, she was noted trivial and mild mitral regurgitation, correction trivial mitral regurgitation, trivial tricuspid regurgitation, or borderline pulmonary hypertension. Period, she presents a follow-up. Period, she still has exertional dyspnea, it's unchanged. Period, her chest pain is improved. Period, no shortness of breath or rest. Nausea and diaphoresis, neck, jaw, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, near syncope, without no PND or lower extremity edema. Period, Berghoff on physical exam. Vitals as follows, heart rate of 74, rest rate of 12, blood pressure 120/74, weight is 206 pounds, height is 5'8", period. HENT is unremarkable, there's no JVD or carburetors noted, period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. With a 2/6 is documented, period, no SRS or noted, period. PMI is non-displaced, lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period, extreme home dry, without cyanosis, pallor, edema, period, pulse were intact, times four extremities, period, paragraph, impression with dyspnea that's unchanged, number two, atypical chest pain that's improved, number three, trivial mitral regurgitation slash tricuspid regurgitation, next number, borderline pulmonary hypertension, next number, hypertension, next number, hyperlipidemia. Paragraph, recommendation number one, patient continue coronary regurgitation, preventive medication patient. Number two, recommend pulmonary medicine evaluation, including pulmonary function testing. Next number, I have discussed coronary angiography and definitive evaluation period. Patient is deferring at present time. Next number, patient always follow up in 3 months or prior as needed. Paragraph, thank you much for allowing me to personally take care of this patient. Question and concerns, please don't hesitate to contact me. Signed this sincerely, Dr. William Gillett, Comedy O.